The Red Walk contingent dashed gallantly through the woodlands, brushing aside or flattening everything in their way. None could travel faster than Bosey, who kept running from one end of the column to the other, roaring encouragement as he brandished his sword.
"Come on, my bonny beasts! Hasten to the rescue! Move now, you braw runners! Bullini!"
With Nocco, Double and Bisky in the lead, they rushed onto the bank side of the creek, where the Gowson log boats lay moored. Every beast was hurried aboard, with the moles arriving last. For as any beast knows, moles are not the greatest runners in Mossflower. There were 4 shrewd paddlers to each craft, with Gonfalon and Moles seated amidships. Bosey occupied the stern seat of the lead vessel, along with Nocco, Bisky, Double, Sambulus and Garrel. The log boats manoeuvred their way out of the creek into the main stream. Garrel shouted to Double,
"What course do we take? Straight on, and don't take no side waters. Keep paddling in the midstream till you see the big wooded hill ahead. That's where we're bound."
But Nocco had other ideas.
"Us Gonfalons knows the lay of the land round here. I know a faster way, what'll bring yous up behind that big mound."
Bosey patted the pike heads back.
"Very good, my friend. Get yourself forward and tell them the way to go."
Scrambling over paddlers and passengers, Nocco made his way to the prow where he gave orders.
"The quickest way is to take the next slipstream on your right. There it is, the one with the big old willow overhanging the bank. There's a few rapids, but that'll get us there a bit faster."
Double was paddling alongside Garrel. He took the time to inquire,
"What happened to Tucker Bruster? Tell me."
The older Gowson kept his eyes on the stream as he told Double of his father's fate. When he had heard the whole disgraceful story of his father and the former Logalog's shameful end, the young Gowson wiped a swift paw across his eyes, then breathed deep as he pulled on his paddle.
"I know he was me father, but I can't bring myself to grieve heavy over him. Tucker Bruster was never a loving parent, aye, and he wasn't much of a Logalog either. But you knew that. That tribe deserves a better chieftain than him."
Garrel backed water as they turned into the slipstream.
"Aye, Double. These Gowson think you'll make a good Logalog. They all like you."
Bending to avoid the overhanging willow branches, Double met the older shrew's gaze.
"No, mate. I'm finished with the Gowson life. Once this is over, I'm going to live at Redwall. I've not had much experience at the Abbey, but I know I'll find peace and happiness there. One day, maybe, I'll forget the shame of Tugger Bruster."
Garrel was bewildered by Double's decision.
"But what about our tribe? What's to become of us?"
The young shrew released his paddle long enough to grasp the older beast's paw warmly.
"These Gowson will do just fine with you as their Logalog. You've always been a good and wise old paddle wamper, Garrel. You'll make a better Logalog than I ever could."
The news echoed swiftly from boat to boat. All the Gowson raised their paddles in salute, roaring,
"Garrel! Garrel! Logalog!"
The little flotilla hit the rapids. The log boats shot along. Shrews guided them skillfully, fending off rocks, banks and shoals as they sang,